From Branson, Missouri, in the heart of the Ozarks, welcome to the Bull Knobber Hillbilly Jamboree Show.
Get ready for 1 hour of great classic country music with Grand Country Rewind. Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee feature the legends of country music with hits from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Enjoy the music, memories, and milestones of Branson's pioneering shows. It's time to rewind. Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike Patrick, along with Jamie Hagee, and welcome to an hour of classic country music.
That's right. You're here. We're here. Let's rewind.
Okay.
Woo! We're going to take you back to some great country music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. To quote Larry Allred, country music before they ruined it.
I've heard him say that. Mm-hmm. We're going to let you decide, though. Tonight's lineup is made up from these great stars. Rodney Crowell, Pretty Miss Norma Jean, mm-hmm. Sawyer Brown, Jim Reeves, the Statler Brothers, how about Miss Kathy Eckert, and a gospel song from our very own New South.
That's quite a lineup, and our featured artist of the week is our friend Becky Hobbs.
I like that girl. We're going to talk mm-hmm. about her. And this week's Vintage Branson Moment features the ninth show to start here in town, She's Cy Childs in the original Starlight Theater.
Tonight we kick off our show, however, with Mr. Rodney Crowell.
Rodney Crowell started out as a songwriter, and it was Jerry Reed that discovered him. You may not know he formed the Cherry Bombs with Vince Gill and Tony Brown in 1977.
His career as a singer was launched in 1978, and this song became his second number one country hit in 1988.
Here is Rodney Crowell with She's Crazy for Leaving.
Well, the bus pulled away in a roaring black cloud. Well, I stood and busted my nose. You add insult to injury, and what do you get? You get a bus stop full of honkies that don't ever forget. She's crazy for leaving, I told her so, and the bus depot lady just said, "Hun, let her go." She's crazy for leaving, I told her so, but you can't stop a woman when she's out of control.
Yes, it's true that he and I were sweethearts. Now he's about to steal your heart away. You're asking me to tell you all I know about him, and I have only one thing to say. I wouldn't buy a used car from him. Don't trust a man that's every woman's friend. Those kind will always get you in the end. I wouldn't buy a used car from him. You don't hear a single word I tell you. I'm saying things your heart don't care to know. But you'll agree with me when it's all over and done. He saw you coming and you'll see him go. I wouldn't buy a used car from him. Don't trust a man that's every woman's friend. Those kind will always get you in the end. I wouldn't buy a used car from him. I wouldn't buy a used car from him. Don't trust a man that's every woman's friend. Those kind will always get you in the end. I wouldn't buy a used car from him.
From 1965 and peaking at number 8, that was Pretty Miss Norma Jean. With some Buck Trent's on, licks on the intro there.
Yeah, I heard that.
I wouldn't buy a used car from him.
Well, I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah, Justin Sifford said that. Didn't he buy a used car from you?
Oh, boy. Well,
remember that?
There's going to be a lawsuit now. I can't talk about it.
Okay.
We have to pause here to pay the bills, but you'll want to stay with us for our next segment. Coming up next, we feature our Spotlight Artist of the Week, which is Becky Hobbs. It'll all be right here next on Grand Country Rewind. And I warned him about that car, too.
When you're ready for an amazing night of entertainment, it's time for the Grand Jubilee, starring Branson's Best Quartet, New South. With tight harmonies and your favorite songs, it is Branson's most entertaining show. Ask anybody. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. The family will love Grand Country Buffet. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, there are over 125 delicious items to choose from. Famous for great food, wonderful atmosphere, and warm personal service. Grand Country Buffet has it all. Call 417-335-2434 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Jones on the jukebox, and you on my mind.
1988, the year I graduated high school, that was Becky Hobbs with Jones on the Jukebox.
Way back in the last century.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. This is the part of our show where we feature a star who's made great contributions to the world of country music. We will give you a little history on their career and spotlight a couple of their biggest hit songs. And this week, we celebrate Miss Becky Hobbs.
Like this lady. Becky Hobbs was born on January 24th, 1950 in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and is known by her friends as the Beckaroo. Wonder where she earned that. Becky began playing the piano when she was just 9 years old, and by high school, she had formed the first all-female rock band in Oklahoma. They were called the Four Faces of Eve.
Becky's big break would come in 1981 after she packed up and moved to Nashville during the urban cowboy craze. Soon after that, she recorded a top 10 duet with Mo Bandy called Let's Get Over Them Together. In 1988, her album All Keyed Up featured songs like Jones on the Jukebox, Are There Any More Like You, and Do You Feel the Same Way Too?
In 1996, Becky married a guitarist, producer, and songwriter. It was her new husband who produced her 1998 album, From Oklahoma with Love. Later in 2005, Becky recorded Best of the Beckaroo, Part 1, and the album contains 21 of her most popular recordings.
In 2011, she recorded an album which contained 17 songs written for a musical. The songs were based on the life of Becky's fifth great-grandmother, Nancy Ward, who died, now this goes way back even before you, Mike, in 1822.
Now, wasn't that the year you graduated high school?
No, I graduated in 1845.
Okay.
Yeah. The musical has had many productions since 2012, and the musical will be at the Tulsa Hard Rock on May the 4th and 5th of this year.
Hey, that's coming up, and that's not that far away, folks. Mm-mm. You might check that out. In 2015, Becky was inducted into the Oklahoma Music Hall of Fame, and in 2017, she was honored as the Cherokee National Statesman in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. As a gifted songwriter, Becky's songs have been recorded by Alabama, Conway Twitty, George Jones, Loretta Lynn, Glenn Campbell, Mo Bandy, Helen Reddy, Jane Oliver, Demi Lovato, and many others. She was the co-writer for Alabama's Angel Among Us, I didn't know that, which has been used for many charities, including St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Well,
good song.
She's not having any trouble buying groceries then.
Probably not.
Becky Hobbs isn't on touring these days, but we've gotten word that she is going to be coming to Branson to do a show with Billy Yates and his new Songwriters in the Round show at the Americana Theater. So you'll want to check the dates and the schedules and catch her here in Branson.
Yeah, in fact, we're trying to call the people we know to see if they call the people they know. Maybe we get her on Branson Country USA.
That ought to work.
We'll report back on that. We're going to play a couple songs from our featured star. We start with My Pick from 1990. Now, Becky's covering an Ernie Ashworth song, his 1963 hit song, Talk Back Tremblin' Lips.
Following that, you'll hear My Pick, a duet with Mo Bandy, one of my favorites, Let's Get Over Them Together. Released in 1983, it went to number 10 for the kids.
Here's her featured artist this week, Becky Hobbs.
That you're breaking in two. I don't know if we can make it, baby, let's give it a good try.
We're both coming off of losing, it ain't easy telling love goodbye.
You don't look a thing like her, and I guess I don't measure up to him. Maybe together we can get each other over them. Let's get over them together and burn two old memories. Let's get over them together. I'll help you and you help me. So lay your head on my shoulder, let's go somewhere that's out of sight.
Before this night is over, who knows, two losers might wake and smile again.
Maybe together we can get each other over them. Let's get over them together and burn two old memories. Let's get over them together. I'll help you and you help me. Let's get over them together.
Right there, Becky Hobbs, Mo Bandy. What a great song. And I was just telling Jamie, in fact, put your phone right now. He's punching this phone. I think it'd be a great duet from him and Melody Hart.
Oh, yes.
It'll be your next big one.
It could be our big hit. It could be what gets us out of this one-horse town, Mike. Coming up next, we have a song from the hoppin' little country group Sawyer Brown, along with this week's Vintage Branson Moment featuring Branson's ninth founding show, Cheeside Childs, and the original Starlight Theater.
That's right. Stay with us more Grand Country Rewind.
For Branson's best afternoon of fun and laughter, don't miss the Comedy Jamboree, starring funny guys Applejack, Stretch McCord, and Andy Parks, along with the Jamboree singers, Piano Player of the Year Tracy Houston, and the award-winning Grand Band. Featuring hilarious clean comedy, great dancing, and today's country hits, this show is a hot ticket. For more information, call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. That's the Comedy Jamboree. When the family is ready for pizza, Papa Grand's is the place for great pizza. Featuring 12 varieties of fresh pizza, dessert pizzas, and soup and salad bar. Dine in or take it to go. Papa Grand's is located inside Grand Country's Fun Spot Arcade. Call 417-336-6709 or visit grandcountry.com. We've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart sprung a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache
going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Suspecting what the final result would be. And how I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches
going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. My tears are holding back there and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
That was Sawyer Brown and their big hit, The Race Is On.
Hi, this is Buck Trent. You're listening to Grand Country Rewind with Mike Patrick and Jamie Hagee.
It is time for Vintage Branson. Each week we salute one of the first 10 founding shows in Branson. This week we honor number 9, Cheesai Childs in the original Starlight Theater.
Cheesai owned her own dance studio in Fort Worth for years, teaching all types of dancing from ballet to acrobatics. But her longtime love for country music led her to owning and operating the Grapevine Opry in Texas with business partner Johnny High. In 1981, she moved the Grapevine Opry from Texas to Branson and began performing in Branson's original Starlight Theater on West Highway 76.
She said, "We'll go down in history for many Branson firsts. She was really the first person to bring production elements to the Branson theater scene, from multiple costume changes and dancing to tributes to Broadway and national celebrities. She brought a new flair to the delight of audiences. She started a backstage tour, which included her dressing room, complete with crystal candelabra hanging from the ceiling, lighted mirrors reflecting racks of costumes with glittering rhinestones.
She even had her own television show, Cheesai and the Ozarks, which aired on Springfield Channel 33 at 6 p.m. each Saturday night. She also had the first live radio show from Branson, Boxcar's Bandstand, which starred the late Boxcar Willie. Unfortunately, we lost Cheesai on March 1st, 2017.
With our vintage Branson moment this week, here's Cheesai Childs, the original Starlight Theater, a funny song. She was known for her comedy, It Had to Be You.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found my somebody who. Oh, I knew it had to be you, Henry, the first time I saw you at Ma Craig's Pancake House in Branson, Missouri. There you were going through the line of all you could eat for the 47th time. It was okay, though. I guess you wanted your money's worth. You were so skinny. And so homely, too. In fact, when the waitress asked me if I'd like a doggy bag, and I said yes, she put you in it. Oh, Henry, your nephew came by, you know, and I could not believe it when you told him it was okay because he flunked his writing exam. I said, Henry, that little boy needs to study a little bit more. And you said, it's okay, Cheesai. He's going to be a doctor when he grows up. He doesn't need to know how to write. I ask you if you'd like to take a ride down Highway 76. We put the top down on the convertible, and there we were racing down the highway. Well, we weren't exactly racing. You see, it took us 2 hours to go 1 mile. It was okay, though. We were together, and our hair was blowing in the breeze. Yours blew right off. It took me another hour to turn around to go back and get it. We went by your house to see where you lived and meet your mom and dad, and I knew right then, as soon as I saw the house, you were the man for me to marry. All those oil wells in the front yard. Oh, Henry, I didn't understand it, though, when you told me at church you voted down the new chandelier. That didn't make any sense to me, but when you explained it, I understood. You see, first, you couldn't spell it. Second of all, nobody in the church knew how to play it. And fourth of all, the new fellowship hall needed a light. Oh, Henry, you're not too bright, are you? Well, let your little light shine, darling. I guess it was really nice when we went on up the highway to Shepherd of the Hills. It was so romantic. You put your arm around me and we're cruising around over the curves when all of a sudden you leaned over to kiss me and I hit a tree. Oh, there we were hanging over the cliff. I was holding on the steering wheel with one hand and holding on to you with the other. One of them had to go. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Right there she was, one of a kind. That was Branson's ninth founding show, Cheesai Childs and the original Starlight Theater with this week's Vintage Branson Moment.
That's right. Let me check here. Wait just a second. Let me check.
You know where we are?
I was right. It's time to pay the bills. But stay with us. Coming up next, we have a favorite show moment from Branson Country, USA. And this will send a chill up your spine. Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Let's see what the man knows. Stay with us. More Grand Country Rewind.
The Amazing Pets Show stars an amazing troupe of furry creatures who will win your heart as they perform for your love and laughter. Many have been rescued from shelters across the country. In addition to the four-legged creatures, you will see beautiful exotic birds and many other magical surprises. Voted Branson's Best Specialty Show, Amazing Pets is guaranteed to put a smile on your face. Animal lovers of all ages, call 417-335-2484 or grandcountry.com.
By popular demand, Branson's Best Quartet, New South, sings all your gospel favorites. This two-hour Southern Gospel extravaganza takes you from the early roots of Southern Gospel to hand-clapping gospel hits of today. From the Jordanaires to Bill Gaither, this show leaves you walking a little higher. Jackie Brown and Jim Dandy are also featured on Gospel Classics. For tickets and information, call Grand Country Music Hall at 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. You're going to want to stay with us in the upcoming hour for this week's Branson Country USA. It's going to be a big one, folks. All your favorites will be here. New South, Jackie Brown, Melody Hart, the Grand Band, Mike and myself, along with this week's special guest stars from the Hot Hits Theater, Doo-Wop and the Drifters, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
Right now, though, it's time for a favorite moment from right here at Grand Country, and each and every week we'd like to take a look back at one of our favorite moments from Branson Country USA.
Absolutely, and our cut dates back to July 25th, 2010, our guest was Pretty Miss Kathy Eckert. She is one of our favorites.
Yeah, she's a great country singer. And she's covering a 1959 Patsy Cline song. Here is Kathy Eckert with Got a Lot of Rhythm.
Hi, everybody. Here's a good old Patsy Cline song for you. Come on, Dad, get with the jive. Let's let them know.
Branson Entertainment News with Josh Clark from Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Oh boy, here he is.
It's that Tom again.
Vault of classic country music. The man that really has his finger on the pulse of entertainment in this town. I've said that many times. I'll say it probably many more times. What's going on, Josh?
Well, I do have to give a shout out to some people that normally I don't give a shout out to. And that's the good folks over at Reese's, because without Reese's peanut butter eggs, Easter just wouldn't be Easter. I found as I've gotten older, holidays, you know, because when you're a kid, you wake up and it's, oh, it's Christmas morning, Santa Claus comes,
yeah.
Or, oh, it's Easter Sunday, the Easter Bunny's coming, this and that. I look at it as which holiday brings the best food now that I've gotten older. And I tell you what, man, I can eat Reese's peanut butter eggs like they were popcorn, but that's beside the fact.
Well, and I will tell you, I was doing an interview with Gary Groman one time. He's writing an article for Branson Tourism Center on Mike Patrick, featured story there, and said, what's something we don't know about Mike Patrick? And I said, people probably don't realize I have an addiction problem, and it's Reese's peanut, those little mini Reese's peanut butter cups, frozen.
Ooh.
Frozen.
You know,
try your egg. Throw your eggs in the freezer.
I will.
And that peanut butter, honestly, don't think it's going to be good in 2 hours. it's an overnight thing.
Right.
I don't know. There's something about that peanut butter. It's got a, I don't want to say cure, but it's got a freeze.
It's excellent. It really, you know, I've never been, a lot of folks like the Peeps, the marshmallows. Just
no,
just
I'm not a peeper.
Not my bag. Not no, a peeper. You know, I've got other Peeps aside from that. Speaking of Peeps, y'all, your Peeps opened up the New South Gospel Show earlier this week.
We had a big time Thursday. Brand new gospel show this year. You know, we run the same show for 2 years in a row because I only do 46 in a season.
Mm-hmm.
So this 2018 is an all new show. Just great gospel classics. I mean, there's a lot of things we love doing at Grand Country. But particularly for the quartet, Jamie, Tracy Houston, Jackie, that gospel show is very near and dear to our hearts because it's just music that we grew up on, all started singing in church. And so a brand new show this year. It was a special tribute to the Fall River Boys, and all of them were here that are still alive, Bob, Dale, and John.
How'd you get through without crying, son?
Well, maybe I did cry. I'm not going to tell everything I know, but very touching moment, and I encourage you to get out and see that. We'll be having every Thursday through the month of May will be Area Appreciation for our locals, $5 rate. So make your plans. Come see the brand new New South Gospel.
That's awesome. And you know what? This show opened just in time for the Easter weekend, which we are hip deep in right now, which is kind of funny because there's actually a little break, you know, for the past 2 months or so, every other day it seems like there's been a new show opening.
Yes.
So you guys open Thursday, and then there's nothing really new happening until Monday night. And then you got Heartland Country Monday night, and then I think the next night is Jim Stafford's back. You got Hot Rods and High Heels. You got the Oh Happy Day Show at the Hughes Brothers Theater. Just a bunch of stuff is coming down the pike, son. It's here. We are here in the season. The Festival of Wonders starts next week at Silver Dollar City, okay. I believe. So, man, it's just there's no better time, you know, weather aside. There's no better time.
You know,
come
the sun is going to shine.
It is. It always does.
I promise you that. And I think we all this rain, we got to have some sunshine coming. And let's also get a plug in. I don't know the exact date. You might have to help me. Mm-hmm. The Elvis contest,
yeah,
Legends and Concert, and the Dean Z Show.
Yeah, the Dean Z Show is April 13th.
Okay.
That is Friday the 13th.
Oh.
Yes, after the Legend Show. And then Saturday morning the 14th starts with the Elvis Vendor Village at Dick Clark's. And then at 10 o'clock, I believe, is the Junior Elvis Contest, which is great because it's the kids.
Yes.
They get to go out and do it. And then they have stuff there all day at the theater. There's no Legends Matinee that day. It's all Elvis Tribute Artist Contest, which is that night.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And you might check that, folks, the tickets may be gone. I believe for the contest.
I think that
the evening contests are gone.
Man,
But catch Dean Z Show if you can still get tickets there.
There are still a handful of seats left for the Dean Z Show. As far as the contest go, you might, if you want to get more than two together, you might have trouble getting more than two together. Jeannie Horton told me that Dean has doubled his crowd from last year. And if y'all were there last year and you saw the Dean Z Show, it is awesome. It is straight up awesomeness.
He's one of the most talented individuals I know, and nicest. You know,
yes.
Somebody with that much talent should have a bunch of ego, and he doesn't. But put that on your calendars. Josh and I were there, along with Ronnie Craig. We're the judges for the contest, so we're excited about that. It's a big, exciting night.
It really is. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And I need to give a shout-out. I know that last week you guys had the Voices of Glory.
Yes.
On, and for those of y'all that watch the TV show, you'll be able to catch them tomorrow night or tonight.
Yes.
Depends on which night you're listening. But Friday afternoon, Nadia actually released her first single as a solo artist.
Oh, wow.
It's a song called Today. And you can just Google up Nadia Cole today. It's available on the iTunes, different things like that. Really cool. It's produced by a man named Preston Glass, who was a big producer. He's worked with Whitney Houston. Do you know the Aretha Franklin song, Who's Zoomin' Who? He wrote and produced that song, played on it with Aretha. A couple of 80s songs that are real big. They've been working together for a couple of years. Really cool. The record company that's putting it out, they have a presence not only in America, but also in Europe as well. So they're really trying to push that kind of old school, new school sound with her great vocals.
They're all talented. She's fantastic. And you know, it's one of those things, you meet people that have star quality. They have that quality.
They do.
So you want to get that single, folks, but you know, keep watching them, because that's I promise you, you're going to be like, well, I remember the day when I saw him in Branson, Missouri.
That's right. I can't wait till I can say, I remember when she was 8 years old coming to Branson to perform there over at Andy Williams. Y'all go check him out. A.O. starring the Voices of Glory.
We probably have a minute left, and I'm not going to let this time go by talking about shows coming April 15th, tax day.
Oh,
not
yes.
A pleasant day.
No.
But it's a great day at the Mickey Gilley Shanghai Theater, because
country music legend Mickey Gilley, 17 number one hits, along with Johnny Looking for Love Lee, return with the Urban Cowboy reunion show. Dude, one of my favorites, star of two of my favorite people. We got to go this year, Mike. We got to go.
I'm in. Let's just tell me. Yeah, folks, don't miss that. They do all those hits. Mm-hmm. And, of course, those two together are a hoot. And we just, you know, I think we're both huge fans of Mickey Gilley. And we'll be there. So come join us over there at the Irving Cowboy Reunion Show.
That's right. Mickey Gilley Grand Shanghai Theater.
17.
That's right.
17.
17, son.
Not 18.
No.
Not 16.
No,
17.
Even though one of them was a duet, so Gilley does say 16 and a half, but we give him the full tally. We round up.
just like taxes.
That's right.
You can stand with Josh multiple places.
Every Wednesday, Saturday, BransonCharlieSnews.com. Every Thursday, Branson Live. Every Friday and Saturday morning on 106.3 KRZK. And then we wrap it up with a bow on this fine truffle.
Catch you next week.
Yes, sir.
She was called the Scarlet Woman by the people. But would go to church but left me in the street. With no parents of my own, I never had a home. But an 18-year-old boy has got to eat. She found me outside on Sunday morning, begging money from a man I didn't know. She took me in and wiped away my childhood. A woman of the streets, this lady rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand.
Are these roses from you? Thank you. We got one here for each.
Wait a minute.
Huh?
Did that man bring roses to us?
No. He brought them. The lady behind him handed them to him to give to us. He was merely the messenger.
Sorry. Well, it scared me when I first saw him bring them up, but then I realized what a pretty dress he had on.
She was a handsome woman, just 35, who was spoken to in town by very few. She managed the late evening business like most of the town wish they could do. And I learned all the things that a man should know from a woman not approved of, I suppose. But she died knowing that I really loved her. Off lies bramble bush, I picked a rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, this bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand.
It's just not Sunday without the sweet harmonies and hand-clapping excitement of good old Southern gospel music. Ozarks Gospel featuring Tammy and Tanya Ballou and their talented friends will lift your spirit through song. Then when the sun goes down, the fun is just beginning on Ozarks Country. This show celebrates country classics of yesteryear combined with today's hot country hits. Combining great music with wholesome comedy, Sundays at Grand Country are undeniably fun. Call 417-335-2484 or visit grandcountry.com. Located in the heart of Branson, Grand Country is the total vacation experience. With lodging, water parks, live shows, mini golf, a family arcade center, multiple dining choices, and shopping, your family will love Grand Country's fun and convenience. Call 417-335-3535 or visit grandcountry.com. Grand Country, we've been treating folks like family since 1971.
Come to Grand Country, we'll treat you right.
Welcome back to Grand Country Rewind. Hey, we're glad you joined us for another week of great classic country music. And know we'll be back here next week, same time, same place, with more great hits.
Don't forget to email us at rewind@grandcountry.com and stay with us for another hour of great music and fun and a performance from this week's special guest stars from the Hot Hits Theater, Doo-Wop and the Drifters, all coming up next on Branson Country USA.
And here with this week's gospel song, New South with Low Down the Chariot.
Low down chariot, let me ride. 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 Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Oh, low down the chariot,
let me ride.
Oh, low down the chariot,
let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Well, the chariots are coming.
Certainly, Lord.
Well, the chariots are coming.
Certainly, Lord. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Low down the chariot, let me ride. Swing low, sweet chariot. Swing low, sweet chariot. Swing low, sweet chariot. Low down the chariot, let me ride.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, King Jesus.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king.
Ride on.
Ride on, the conquering king. I want to go to heaven in the morning.
Oh, low down the chariot.
Let me ride.
Oh, low down the chariot.
Let me ride. Low down the chariot. Let me ride. Low down the chariot. Let me ride.
Oh, low down the chariot.
Let me ride.
Oh, low down the chariot.
Let me ride. Low down the chariot. Let me ride. Low down the chariot.
Let me ride.
You've really been beautiful. Let's put our hands together like a bunch of hillbillies now. We'll get on out of here, all right?
Good night, everybody, and God bless you.
Grand Country Rewind is produced from the vault of classic country music at Grand Country Music Hall, located on the famed 76 Country Boulevard in Branson, Missouri. Our executive producer is Glenn Robinson. Producer is Mike Patrick. Associate producer is Andy Holloway. Production manager is Rachel Conroy. Our box office and group tour manager is Selena Campbell. And director of marketing and sales is Tate Womack. For information about planning a fun-filled visit to Branson, call our friendly folks at 417-335-2484 or visit GrandCountry.com. We have amazing vacation packages to create the perfect Grand Country getaway. From Mike Patrick, Jamie Hagee, and everyone at Grand Country, thank you for joining us for this week's Grand Country Rewind.